Obviously, the events of the past few days have to be addressed. Hashgacha Pratis means that anything and everything that happens in this world ultimately is caused by HaKadosh Baruch. And in this week's parsha, Bahar B'chukotzai, it's very clear. Imtelchu imi keri. What is the avera of imtelchu imi keri? So Rashi says, the Rambam says, Rashi, Kaf Aleph, Rabbi Sein Omer Aroi, Bimikra, it just happened. He says, it just happened. Nothing in this world just happens. That's the Aveir of Kerry, saying it happens. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Tainis. Aleph Hilchos Tainis. Mitzvos Eseh min haTorah Lizok Loria b'Chatzotzos al Kol Torah Shetovol haTzibur. V'Dovah Zer Midarki haTshuvahu. Shebizman Shetovol Tzora. When a Tzora comes to the Tzibur, V'Yizaku Alecha. People scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoriu Yedu haKol. Everyone should know. Shebaglal Maseim Haroim Hurolehem. Kakosuf. Vazehu Sheyigomohem. Whenever a tzara happens to a tzibor, Rambam says, it's very clear. He spells it out black and white. Tzibor has to realize if something happened to us, a veris. And why do you daven? And why do you, because it's midarki atshuva. And why do you have a tainus? To wake people up. Avam lo yizaku. Rambam says the mitzvah of blowing chatzotzos. Lo yoriu. El yomru. And they'll say, Dova zeme minik ha'olam ira. This happened because it's the way the world goes. But sorry, zen nikra mikris. It just happened. Harez zer derech achzorius. This is achzorius. It gets people to continue doing what they're doing. But Tosef had tzora, tzora sacheros, and on top of this, tzora will have another tzora. Who should cause the Torah? It says in this week's parash, "Volachti mi keri, volachti imochem." If you would say keri, I'll go b'chamas keri. I'll increase it. Sheikomar sheovi el aleichem tzora kadesha tashuvu in tomru shehu keri u'medivrei sofer. Lihisanos al kol tzara. There should be midrabbanon, midrabbe kabbalah, whatever it is. There should be a tainus on every tzara. Ad sheyiruchu min hashamayim. We made tiny oselu on the days of this. Zoakim betfilas. Scream in tefilas. Mischaninu, meriyim b'chatzotzos bovad. Okay. Now, during the Second World War, the Holocaust, there would go through a tinus in the United States. There was a discussion of Corona with the goes through a tinus. And Rabbanut here, it goes there a few hours of a tainus. That doesn't mean anything. Most places thought no tainus, because tainus means people have to do tshuva, they have to understand and accept the fact that if there's a gzeira on a tzibur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unhappy. And he's waking you up. Now, reading around 50, 60 articles today, mostly stupid and ignorant. I have to understand, there's a very big difference between two cheshbonos and shemayim. There's a cheshbon al kol yochid v'yochid. Now, cheshbon al kol yochid v'yochid is a mishnah, ein biyadeinu. We have no right to make any judgment. Gemara says that a person who dies, who's nifter, is killed on the way to do a mitzvah, at a very special place in Shemayim. But what happens to each yochid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yodea Nistaros, and he knows. And if a person was sincerely in the way to do a mitzvah, even though it says, Shluchim mitzvah sein and nizok, and the Gemara says, if afal pikein, he's killed, something happens to him, as a result, it's a very special relationship. Now, just perusing everything that was written, one of the stupidest things, and always is stupid when people quote this, is V'krovei HaKodesh. No. V'krovei HaKodesh is referring to a very specific situation, has no application here. V'krovei HaKodesh, Parsha Shmini, when Nadav v'Avihu did an Aveira, and one may have thought it wasn't the biggest Aveira to be Chayav Misa for, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when someone at the top does an Aveira, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show the seriousness of the Aveira. But V'krovei HaKodesh is talking about one thing, when an Aveira was done. So, what I say, stupid people want to raise them, oh, must be tzaddikim, V'krovei HaKodesh, wrong. That's on the assumption they were doing an Aveira, wrong. But people just throw words around, they don't think what those words mean. Nothing to do with V'krovei HaKodesh. But there are different cheshbonos that have to be understood. No one except HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'yatzmo can make a cheshbon about each yochid and yochid. And the Mishnah says, that ein lanu, we don't know, we can't know, it's absolutely hidden from us. Gemara in Bracha says, Moshe Rabbeinu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harini Noth Chodecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Kilo Yirani Odom Vachoy. When a human being is in this world, he's limited by his understanding and will never understand the Cheshbon Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Kol Yochid V'Yochid. It's beyond us. We don't know. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim is very clear when he talks about Hashgacha Pratis. Quotes a pasuk, V'ashel lo tzodo v'lo kim ino l'yodo v'samti l'cho mokom v'sheyonosho. So the Gemara says, Reuven killed Bemezid. They weren't to aid him. So he gets off scot-free. Shimon killed Beshogeg. No aid him. He doesn't go to Golos. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings them to a certain place. Shimon's climbing a ladder in front of Edom. Reuven's underneath the ladder. Reuven falls down on him and kills him. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranges the world how he wants to arrange the world, with a din shemayim that is beyond us. There are 45 precious neshamas that were lost. Now, on a map, cheshbon 45 precious neshamas that are lost. Chazal tell us, the psukim tell us, we don't know. That's a cheshbon shemayim. We do know what the Gemara says. If a person is the way to do a mitzvah, in the process of doing mitzvah, something happens to him, that gives him a special place in Shemayim. That's one cheshbon. We don't know. Now, building on what the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, let's say Reuven kills Shimon. So a number of things happen. Reuven is the Rotzeach. And Reuven being a Rotzeach, it's very clear. He gets punished as a Rotzeach. It's another question. Shimon dies. It's another Cheshbon Shemayim. Should Shimon deserve to die? Shimon didn't deserve to die. It's a very complex question. At the end of the day, Hashgacha Prata say, HaGadosh Baruch Hu made a Cheshbon Shemayim for some reason to allow Shimon to be killed. When a person pulled the gun, the trigger didn't jam, nothing happened, he didn't misfire. It's another Cheshbon Shemayim. Other Cheshbon Shemayim. Shimon's wife becomes an almona. The children become Yosoma. Why does that happen? It's the Gemara. Next year we'll be learning Hamavki, where it talks about that. Lohoyu nisheich hamamonos of nechem yisoma. HaKadosh Baruch has a very complex cheshbon shemayim. That's why none of us can ever understand that cheshbon, while we are limited in this world. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch has a cheshbon shemayim allowing Shimon to die does not mean that Reuven is not a Rotzeach and has to be killed for it. Of course, those are two separate cheshbonos. One doesn't excuse the other. It's the second cheshbon. Who's responsible for this? That's very, very clear. If you would have read today's, I knew this was going to happen. I saw today's newspaper, Haaretz, it's all the Haredim's fault. Of course, what'd you think? Question is, who has to bear responsibility? And that's a separate cheshbon. It has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, just like a Rotzeach has nothing to do. And there's a third cheshbon. And the third cheshbon is, we just finished an unbelievable Midas HaDin Kosher in this country with Corona. Country is coming back to itself. Corona is virtually under control. Last 24 hours in this country, only 34 new cases of corona were diagnosed, a number that hasn't been since who knows how long. It's under control. And just at that point, I would Tzibur. And it cut across the entire Tzibur of Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. The entire Tzibur, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. The Chassidish, the Yeshivish, the Hesdin, some boys from Hesdin, an American boy in Shalvim. Cut across the entire Tzibur. The entire Tzibur of Shomer Torah Mitzvahs was deeply affected. And the Rambam says we have to make a cheshbon. Of course, there's a governmental inquiry. But it's very clear what happened. Israel, State of Israel, when they want to do something, they know how to do it. Around a month ago, I forget, there was a major explosion in a nuclear plant in Iran. Iran was so impressed with the professionalism, they themselves said they were impressed with it. They want to get into this underground, super secret. They know how to get there. Not a question. Today, in Iran, it's a major explosion in a chemical plant. Fires were out of control. A major chemical facility just exploded. Everyone knew what happened. You're not allowed to say what happened, but everyone knew where it comes from. When Israel wants to do something, they can do it. Before Pesach, various Israeli technological corporations gave the government all sorts of modern technology and crowd control. So when all the crowds would hit Eilat for Pesach, they know how to manage it so it wouldn't be a problem. There's a lot of sophistication here. It's used when people want to use it. Since 2008, well, before, I think it's 8 years so now, 2003, people said the situation there has to be managed, so the police take control of it. Yeah, police take control. But they don't do anything about it. People scream 2 hours before it happened. Remember the city council, Yerushalayim, Yossi Dayan, screams, "This is impossible. You're just managing it wrong. Something's going to happen." Don't care. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon with those people. That's not our cheshbon. Neither is that, as the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbon. He understands that. We have our cheshbon. When it's, the Rambam says here very carefully, Perek Aleph Hilchos Tainis, when a tzara happens to a tzibor, and this is a tzara that didn't happen to 45 Yechidim, it's a tzara that happened to a tzibor. I have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Let's begin thinking about a cheshbon nefesh. Lag Bomer. Lag Bomer means different things to different people. I spoke Friday about her. I spoke a week ago about her. In the normal world of the yeshiva world goes back to the world, all our menhagim that go back hundreds of years in Russia, Eastern Europe. Yes, Yom Kippur meant a lot. Lag Bomer meant a lot. It was the day that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So we have Avelis. We stopped the Avelis for a day. We took a haircut, this, that. Remember the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, the Mrs. Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva. Nothing more. There are two groups to whom Lag Bomer had very special meaning. That was that group of Chassidim were very much into Kabbalah. In Galicia, for instance, that group of Chassidim that were very much into Kabbalah used to go. Now, what I say, used to go. 50 went, 100 went to the kever, my wife's ancestor, Herschel Zedichova, was the expert in the Zayar. The Malbim, the Hagdama, to Arz Zachaim said, "You want to learn Kabbalah?" Went to Simi Zedichova. Wasn't a mass thing. Because Kabbalah wasn't a mass thing. For those people whose lives revolved around Rib Shimon, they couldn't go to Meron. So that's where they went. Here in Yerushalayim, the group of Yerushalayim who were involved in Kabbalah, sent in Yeshiva Shara Shamayim, and the group in Tzfas, time of the Ariyah Kodesh, they made a very big thing. It was a Yom Kodesh Maor. Their lives centered around Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon's Yod site meant a tremendous amount. Now, as time goes on, it's a very popular thing to do. Now, as time goes on, it becomes a very popular thing. Among Chassidim, among certain groups of Chassidim, going to Meron, unlike Bomber, is a day of Kodesh Kadoshim. It's Mamish like Yom Kippur. Mamish like Yom Kippur. And it's part of their genuine Avodas HaKodesh Baruch. On the other hand, a lot of people for who, yeah, it's a spectator sport. There are two types of, there's a word in Hebrew, kef, that's sort of roughly the same thing as fun, but it's ruchni is fun. There are different types of fun. You play basketball, it's fun. Yeah. You go skydiving, it's fun. You're a Maron, it's fun. You're a Lag Bomber, it's fun. A lot of fun. But when you turn something that is meant to be a sincere form of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Ruchnius fun, you desecrate that fun. You desecrate that Ruchnius. Friday I told some people about a story of my Rebbe Zichrono Brach. It's a very deep story. My parents' shul in Boston, there was a woman who decided she had to wear a talus. She go to the rabbi. Said, "Rabbi, for my serving God, a talus is going to just elevate me unbelievably." So the rabbi didn't know what to do with her. He said, "Go for such a shiloh, you have to go to the rav of the city. Go to Rabbi Soloveitchik." She came to my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, and with all of her, put on a dramatic show there. For her religious elevation, spiritual development, whatever, she has to wear a talus. My Rebbe Zichrono Livracha put on a very serious face and said, "Okay, you have to go step by step. For the next 3 months, 6 months, whatever time he gave her, I think it was 6 months, 3 months, wear the talus without tzitzis. And after that, come back and discuss it with me. We'll see where we can go to the next step." So after X amount of time, whatever that amount of time was, 3 months, 6 months, I forget already, she comes back to him, and he asks her, "So how was it?" He says, "Rabbi, you can't imagine the spiritual elevation I got." He looked at her and says, "Apparently you're getting a spiritual elevation from something other than a mitzvah. Because what you did was meaningless. You're wearing a bigger dollar conference for men. That's also for women. It's mutter. So apparently you're getting your spiritual elevation from something other than a mitzvah. It would be also for you to use a mitzvah because you don't understand the difference between a mitzvah and a non-mitzvah." That was what went through my head always. There are some people for it's a genuine, serious Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. For other people, it's kef. Fun. Spiritual fun. Avodas HaKadosh Baruch is not spiritual fun. Be taken very seriously. And people who turn it into some sort of a circus, desecrate it. I'm not chas v'sholom saying that any of the people, I know too many of the people who are killed, were there for anything except the purest of reasons. But I said, very simple, when it's Sibu looks, what Lag Bomer has become in Meron, everyone knows that there are a group of people, therefore it's the deepest most elevating davening they have. It's a genuine avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But an awful lot of others who use it as ruchnias fun. And that's a desecration. And we have to understand that. So when I tell Bachram about going up to Meron, so if you come to a place and you are going as a genuine, deep recognition of Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon means so much to you, and his Yotzei, you want to go there, it's a genuine Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. But I'm not sure all the American Yeshiva Baruch Hu who went there felt that. No. It's Ruchni's fun. It's Ruchni's tourism, should I call it? Okay, whatever. He's not gone for the genuine reason that a lot of people are, and other people sort of jump on the bandwagon. Talked last week, Parshas Emor, about the Ben Ish Mitzri. Klal Yisrael, and Mos Nefesh, in Mitzrayim. And they kept away from all preetzes and all snus. There was one case of snus in the 83 years of slavery. When they left Mitzrayim, Machlokas Rishon and the Ramban discussed he was Jewish, he wasn't Jewish, might have been Jewish, but between the Ramban and the Chochmei HaTzafatim, the Erev Rav came. There's certain people who like to piggyback. They like to piggyback on the people who work hard and are sincere Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they undermine it. Basically, what Ben Ish Mitzri was said is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Masha Hishchina on the people who kept themselves Torah. You can work hard, we'll take you in, but don't assume that 83 years of Mesiras Nefesh can be forgotten. Can't. That's number one. Number two, we have to understand something else. And I must have spoken a few times this year about it. It's a very strange phenomenon that we have. We have avelus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, who died in the Magefa 1900 years ago. Are you almost there? And it's an avelus we have. First, as I was growing up, as a child, I didn't understand. There have been so many tragedies to Klal Yisrael. Why do we keep this avelus after 1900 years? It was a chur. Now, so you have to read the Gemara. The Gemara tells us a very frightening thing. And every time I just sit down to people about their chavrusas, it's a very frightening thing. Just imagine, Rabbi Akiva had a yeshiva of 24,000. The Gemara doesn't say he had a yeshiva of 24,000. What does the Gemara say? They had 12,000 chavrusas. Just imagine what it meant just to get into be a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of all the Tanoim. The Moshe Rabbeinu himself was despoiled from his Havanas HaTorah. Just imagine what that was. But lo noagu kovid zebaseh. They didn't treat each other with derech eretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not interested. Goodbye. All your limud haTorah, everything. Lo noagu kovid zebaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, goodbye, I'm not interested. And Rabbi Akiva stands there, he's marbit Torah barabim, just telling the Romans to get lost. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Akiva, I'm not interested. The Gemara says, v'hoyah ha'olam shomei. Just sometimes I think, just imagine, put a little bit of historical perspective. It's the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where Yochanan Zakkai meets Vespasian. What does Vespasian ask him? Whatever you want, I'll give you. Beis HaMikdash is too much. Tein li yavna v'chachamah. What's going on in Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's mind? It's a very simple thing. This Churban, we're going to have to rebuild. How are we going to rebuild? You know how we're going to be rebuilt? Through Limud HaTorah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Avodah, we don't have the Korban Tomid. We're going to rebuild through Limud HaTorah. And then after that, from the next 60 years, unbelievable growth of Limud HaTorah. And at the top, the apex of the whole thing is sitting Rabbi Akiva with a yeshiva of 24,000. All of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's vision of rebuilding has come true. And then what happens? 24,000 Talmidim die. Right there. So they could have said, well, it's a virus, it's a bacteria, the Haredim are dirty, whatever. V'hoyo ha'olam shomei. It was devastation. Devastation. Ashaboy Itzo, Rabbi Kiva, accepted it. Lo nogu kova bazeh. He was makabel din shemayim. And Ashaboy Itzo, Rabbi Sena Shabadorim. He found five Talmidim, and he rebuilt Torah from these five Talmidim. You can only build Torah when nogu kova bazeh. So right now, we're in the middle of Avelis, and everyone's very careful. You listen to music. If the radio's playing with a jingle, chas v'shalom, everything, chas v'shalom this, and chas v'shalom that, and chas v'shalom this, and chas v'shalom that. But there's a lesson here. Nogu kovod zeh b'zeh. And that's why, what does Rambam say? Why do we remember these things? Because unless we're masaking it, unless we're masaking it, we're going to keep suffering and suffering and suffering. None of us knows Cheshbon Shemayim, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes up at Tzibur, like he shook up our Tzibur, he wants us to wake up. And a few very obvious things that are happening here. Very obvious. We're in the middle of Sfira, and we have an Avelis Shel Nogu Kovod Zeh B'Zeh. And we keep it every year to remind ourselves. And tomorrow morning, when I'm sitting down with some chavrus, and I say, I really don't get along with him, I don't like him. Wait a second. That's Nogu Kovod Zeh B'Zeh. Just stop and think in our daily lives. What is the Avelis for? Avelis is telling us a very simple thing. You know what the Avelis is telling us? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Talmid Rebbe Akiva, you can be the biggest whoever, and your Rebbe's the biggest. But Nogu Kovod Zeh B'Zeh, I'm not interested. That's what our Avelis is all about. We don't have chasnas, we don't have this, we don't have that. And being in the middle of this period, I'm just looking at two things that bother me. The Cheshbon Shemayim with the Yechidim. That's their Cheshbon Shemayim. Cheshbon Shemayim of the police who mismanaged it disastrously. That's between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them. That's not up to me. When the government wants to get something done, they can find their way into a nuclear facility there in Iran and blow it up. They can find themselves today blowing up this major chemical plant in Iran. They know what to do. And when everyone's screaming, but something has to be done about the situation there, so what do they say? Well, people shouldn't go. What do you mean? You can't fix it up? You don't have the technology? You have the technology to employ in a lot before Pesach. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. Our cheshbon is with ourselves. Our cheshbon is with ourselves. for the people for whom, and many of the Niftar were people, who I knew well, who sincerely, that was the sincere, dedicated Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who weren't, not judging anybody, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon. But as a tzibur, to take a day that a certain group of Elohim treated as Kodesh Kadoshim, a mini Yom Kippur, and everyone else to use it to turn into some sort of happening, and some sort of ruchni is fun, or ruchni is tourism, desecrates the Kedusha for those people who took it all that seriously. That's number one. Number two, we're in the middle of an avelis. Of all the articles, I must have read 50, 60 articles today, just to see what different people were saying. Most of it were. And there's one person I knew who's one of the biggest Bali Machlokas in our general community. He was pontificating. I said, listen, if Nogu Kovu Zebazeh is the basis of everything, where's our Avelis? Why are you Masaba? Why just go to Chasna? They forget about the Avelis. We have to take when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes up at Tzibur. And this is a very big shakeup. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying something's wrong with the Tzibur, and he chose a very specific event to do it around. An event that for certain people is Kodesh Kadoshim, and for other people, it's a zilzul in Kedusha completely. It comes sort of ruchni, it's fun. You know, it's turning someone else's ruchni into your carnival. It's a desecration. Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, the second year in a row, Meron is basically empty on Lag BaOmer. Last year, when Corona hit and shuls and yeshivas closed, I said over and over, for Kadosh Baruch Hu brought something to the world, to the entire world, to our tzibur, and if shuls have to close, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not happy. And if this happens, Kadosh Baruch Hu is also saying, I'm not happy. So I'm not getting into the cheshbon of 45 yechidim, tzaddik and gemur. I'm not getting into the cheshbon of who's responsible, who has a din rotzeach or not. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. What has to be addressed is exactly what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. We have to look at ourselves, and each one in its tzibur bears responsibility for the averus of its tzibur. Those of us who learned the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph learned Kol Yisrael Areivim Zalazah. To the degree that we participate in it, so we're responsible for it. To the degree that we're silent about other people's, we're also responsible. And the two things that stood out in my mind were the desecration of a day that for some people is Kodesh Kadosh, by people who turn it into some sort of a carnival. And the fact that we're in the middle of an avelis for lom de Torah shelo nohagu ze bezeh. Every one of us in our own life has to take the second one very seriously. There's an avelis for 1900 years of lom nohagu kovet ze bezeh. It's a very serious thing. Time of Rabbi Kiva is very serious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took probably the greatest, best yeshiva, who knows, and said, goodbye, I'm not interested. Why? Not he didn't like the pshat in the Rashi and the pshat in the Tosfos. No. Lo nagu kovet ze bezeh. And that's our own cheshbon nefesh. So when I told Baruch Hu I'm not going, why did I tell Baruch Hu I'm not going? Because I don't believe any Baruch Hu from here who would have gone to Meron would have been part of a tzibur, would know how to experience that special ruchnis that certain people do via Lag BaOmer. And because of that, I said, don't go. Not your place. You want to celebrate Reb Shimon? Sit down to a sugya of Reb Shimon. But then there's another thing. Disasters that happen during this period as we're preparing for Gabbalah Satorah. Vayichin Yisrael neged Ahar. Rashi says there, B'lev Echad. There was absolute unity among Klal Yisrael. As we approach Kabbalah Satorah, the sense of you can be Makabal Torah at Sibur if there's unity. You have to be Noah Kovet Zebusa. And that's every one of us in our own life has to know how we deal with our Chaverim, everyone, to be Noah Kovet Zebusa.